Recordings have started. You may begin.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 Plenary number 6. It's a huge pleasure to welcome you to this call, which has a very sweet taste a few days after the transition took place. To start with some administrativia, I'd like to ask for anyone who is on the phone line only to come up so that we can add you to the roll call. I know, Jordan, you are on audio only for the time being. Anyone else on audio only?
Thomas speaking.
Thomas?
Yes, thank you.
Mathieu, Marcus here.
Hi, Marcus. Marcus Kummer also on the roll call. Anyone else?
This is Xiao on audio.
Hi, Xiao. This is noted as well. Welcome. I think that's going to be it for the roll call. Are there any updates to statements of interest that I was mentioning for this group? I am hearing none, so I suggest we move right into our meeting. We have an agenda that's been shared yesterday, starting with item number 1, a small update on the Aena transition. It's great to report that the Aena contract has expired. As a consequence, the new bylaws that implement our Workstream 1 recommendations are now officially in place. This is a major milestone for the multi-stakeholder model. Our communities are now in charge, and all of us are sharing the accountability and responsibility of making ICANN a better model. Of course, there's been lots of ups and downs in the last few weeks. I think they have provided an excellent reminder, if we ever had needed a reminder, of why the transition was required. We had all agreed that the internet needs to be protected from politics, rhetoric, especially post-truth rhetoric, interference from obstructions in the community's will. I think in a way, we can thank those who have, almost to the point of exhaustion, tried everything they could to stop the transition. Their efforts have demonstrated the solidity of our commitments and of our principles. We are entering a new phase, and it's now incumbent upon all of us to live up to the shared accountability model. It starts with our Workstream 2 efforts. They're underway, and people are now looking at us to demonstrate that we can still deliver improvements to ICANN's accountability as part of the continuous improvement journey. It's time to celebrate, because it's been a tremendous group effort, and I hope that we can do that in Hyderabad or even before, and for those of you who were not in the middle of the night, that you did celebrate on Friday. As of now, we are also writing a new chapter of ICANN's history, and we need to make it a story of commitment, collaboration, respect for each other. I think the best way to start this is to double down on implementing the post-transition model we have agreed on and double down on delivering concrete proposal for Workstream 2. Thank you all for being part of this group. It's a really great group to work with great support from staff. On behalf of my fellow co-chairs, we look forward to continuing the great work. I'd like to open the floor for any comments, questions on the transition, or remarks. I see Caboose hand is up. Caboose. Caboose, we cannot hear you yet.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Welcome, Caboose.
Good morning, or good afternoon, good evening to everybody. A very summary of what I said last night in one of the other groups. I think the entire community, including CCWG, wishes to express its gratitude and sincere appreciations to the very, very hard work that has been done by the CWG group, which was started the first from the transition and which was the last one ended the process, in particular during the last 3 months. So much hard work were done by many people, heroes I would call them, and preparing all of these agreements, going through all of these things. Staff of ICANN, legal part, and legal counsel, and other people, and in particular, the two co-chairs, Liz Furr and Jonathan Robinson. They really tirelessly, in a very competent, patient, skillful manner, and professional, they have done the job, and they really deserve a sincere appreciation from community. And I suggest that we put some sentence or something in the record of this meeting from the entire CCWG expressing this appreciation. And we could tell them, Jonathan, Liz, thank you, and also ICANN and others, well done. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cavus, and I support your suggestion to put on the record our great appreciation of the work they've been doing over the 2 years, the amazing sprint they've been through in the last few months, and also the excellent collaboration that we've had with them. I mean, both groups have collaborated well. It's been true on the co-chair level as well. And I think that's a remarkable effort, because we all know how difficult it is sometimes to coordinate two difficult groups like ours. So I fully support your request. And I think it's an important aspect. We note Avery's chat comment as well to not to dismiss or to remember that NTIA staff, and especially Larry Strickling and Pierre Alexander and Ashley, were absolutely outstanding in this effort. I think what was most outstanding, it was the trust they demonstrated all through the process towards the community and the multi-stakeholder model. They set out a process and then were absolutely perseverant in respecting the process and not interfering with the outcome. And I think that was an example of leadership that was played an immense role in this transition. I see that Sebastian's hand is up.
Yes, thank you very much, Mathieu. I wanted to say the same thing about Larry and his team, when I saw the testimony in front of Senator Cruz, I was really shocked, and it was very, very, very good and very calm, and that's something important. But I want to add one person that I didn't hear anybody mentioning it, but I can tell you, as I was on the board of ICANN at that moment, that nothing will have been done at the same time, then maybe we will not be where we are today without the work of Fadi Shadi. He started the discussion with Larry, and I guess the fact that they were able to understand each other and to work together was a great start. And I really want to add him to the list of people we need to thank, even if he's not anymore participating to ICANN today. He was very important at that moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. I will follow Megan's suggestion. I think it's been a process where many, many have been involved in. Everyone at their respective levels have made this a success. It's a community effort, and it's the community that deserves to be celebrated. That, I think, will be our IANA transition update. As I was saying, we still have a lot ahead of us. So let's move on to action item, agenda item number two. And for that, I'm moving to Leon.
Thank you very much, Matthew. This is Leon Sanchez. And it's a pleasure to be with you again in these plenary calls. And, well, we have a review or an update on the action items from the call on September 20th. And we have two action items. The first comprising whether the subgroup rapporteurs would advise on whether their topics are rather complex or less complex than expected. And also, it is expected that the rapporteurs would deliver in this week of October the 5th their preliminary reports heading to Hyderabad. And also, the second action item is to have the staff review the resources to see if there is a means to do interviews with leaders to assist in drafting positions. And, of course, the subgroups should advise staff if interested in this assistance. So far, all the subgroups have reported that are actually on track as originally planned. We have a slight deviation on a couple of subgroups on the jurisdiction, DSO, NIC accountability, and the ombudsman subgroups were originally planning to deliver some output for Hyderabad, but since discussions have grown a bit more complex than expected originally, they will be presenting outputs before Copenhagen. So we would be looking at some kind of input in our meeting in Copenhagen. Other than that, as I said, the rest of the groups have reported that they are well on track to achieve their original plan to deliver either by Hyderabad or Copenhagen correspondingly. So I don't know if Karen has any input as to how staff has been interacting with the subgroups and whether the subgroups have requested any drafting support for their paper deliveries. Karen, could I hand the floor to you to update us on that?
Yes, thank you very much. This is Karen Mulberry for ICANN staff. For action item number two, we've had several groups that have indicated they're interested in having some staff support, either in doing some editorial formatting of their work down to, I'm not sure exactly how much depth and detail that they're interested in. Other groups are not interested in that and are progressing under their own abilities to edit and develop their materials. But based on the input that we've had so far, we're going to go back to the CCWG budget and see if we up staff support, does it have any impact on the budget? And if it does, then we'll feed that back to the group for consideration. And then from there, we can indicate to all the subgroups amount and level of support that we can provide them to help with the development of their reports. That's where we stand right now. I'm still working internally to get with Bernie and others to frame the budget question and see if there's going to be any hit to the budget if we provide more resources to support the group.
Thank you very much, Karen. Thank you very much. And I believe that there was a template that was going to be sent to different subgroups. I don't know if that has already happened. And if it hasn't, well, of course, we would kindly ask for that template to be sent to the subgroups rapporteurs so they can, of course, take advantage of that template. And I see Sebastian hand this up. So, Sebastian, you have the floor.
Thank you, Leon. Sebastian speaking. We had ICANN Ombudsman Office drafting team meeting or call yesterday, or for me yesterday, in 12 hours or something like that, even less. I have to report that we will ask for some budget, and I will try to fulfill a request by tomorrow and to give all the information needed to allow you for a decision on that. I think it will come with where we are with our work and what we can expect also by help from staff. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for this update, Sebastian. And that would actually complete our second agenda item, but I would like to open the floor if there are any questions or comments regarding these update on action items from our September 20th plenary call and the status that have been reported by the different subgroups. Okay, so seeing no questions or comments on this agenda item, I would now turn to my co-chair Matthew for the third agenda item.
Thank you very much, Lynn. So the agenda item is the timeline. And, okay, so the work plan and timeline. As you can see, we are trying to plan ahead the plenary sessions. So that we can have visibility on our respective areas. Obviously in the middle there is the Hyderabad meeting, and the schedule is online on the wiki. Any comments on those plenary sessions? I'm seeing none, so moving forward. The key on this, I see Sebastian's hand is up. Sebastian.
Yes, sorry, Mathieu, Sebastian Bachelet speaking, but you are, in knowing that one of the meeting is in middle of if I not well, in middle of IGF and the middle of one also international meeting in Paris, it's just to be sure that the one in December, I guess the 7, is done on purpose. Thank you. I will not be in either of them, but I want to be sure that you are aware of
yes. This. Yes, good point, Sebastian. Whether it's on purpose or not, I would not say, but certainly it's good that we are aware. So the good thing is that the 5 UTC slot, we've checked with the agenda of the IGF in Mexico, and there's no competing meeting. 5 UTC in Mexico. So that's a good side. Obviously, we need to make sure we have sufficient participation. So we'll take note of this and see how we can optimize. So back to the work plan. There's you see that we have updated the work plan according to our last meeting's confirmation that obviously no public comment would be ready in time for Hyderabad. We have a two sets of topics. One would be ready for public comment for Copenhagen, the other for before Johannesburg. And we hope to be closing by either Hyderabad, the scoping and work plan phase, and be well underway with the development. This is just to make sure we all have the same view on the work plan and the timeline. Are there any comments, questions, remarks on this? Okay, so I think this is it for the work plan and timeline. This is just a quick follow-up from our last call, and we'll move to the next agenda item. And this is going to be the budget update. And Leon, back to you.
Thank you very much, Matthew. This is Leon Sanchez again, and well, we have an update on the budget status, and I would like to ask Bernard to cut if he could provide us with an update of where we're standing with the budget. So, Bernie, could you please take the floor?
Leon, thank you. I hope everyone can hear me. I'll take fine.
We do hear you.
As a yes. Excellent. Thank you. On budget reporting as such, I have been working with finance over the last few weeks. They are wrestling quite a bit with getting various groups who submit expenses to classify them properly so we can report according to the formats that we have presented. We're hoping to have that first report by the end of the week. So I don't think it's it hasn't been forgotten. We were hoping to have something for today, but when we looked at it, we said, no, we want to have it right for the community. So it'll be a little bit further along once we actually get those things sorted out. We're hoping that we will be able to present the quarterly report in Hyderabad. Next, the GNSO has approved our budget. It's a bit of a slight time warp. If you'll remember when we were in Helsinki, we had developed a budget, and there was a request to have it approved by the end of July. It's never too late to get it done. So as of the moment, we have the CCNSO, and now the GNSO has approved it, and we're looking to have the ALAC approve it shortly, as well as the ASO, and the GAC has shown its support for the budget. So we should all be done this week, hopefully, on those types of things. What's important to note and is up on the slides right now is the GNSO approval has come with a number of caveats, and it's probably important for this group to run through them, and I'll just read them quickly so everyone is up to date and for those who are only on audio can get a flavor of this. It's not necessarily to do this for a long discussion. This has been passed and it is what it is, but it should help us think about what has been approved and how the GNSO went about it. So, number one, the GNSO Council hereby accepts the proposed CCWG accountability fiscal year 17 budget, as well as the cost control processes presented in conjunction with the CCWG budget, expects the working groups to be restrained and judicious in their use of outside legal assistance, and believes that the legal committee should exercise reasonable and effective controls in evaluating requests for outside legal assistance and should approve them only when deemed essential to assist working groups to fully and objectively understand and develop a particular course of action for which the group has reached a substantial degree of consensus and requires legal advice on its risks and feasibility. Number two, GNSO Council expects to receive regular updates on actual expenditures as tracked against this adopted budget and reserves the right to provide further input on the budget allocation in relation to the CCWG accountability-related activities. Number three, the GNSO Council expects ICANN staff, including its Office of General Counsel, to provide the assistance requested by the CCWG and its working groups in an expeditious, comprehensive, and unbiased manner. The GNSO Council expects the CCWG accountability and staff to work within the constraints of this approved budget, and that excess costs or requests for additional funding beyond said budget should be recommended by the legal committee only when deemed essential to the completion of the CCWG's work and objectives. And finally, it is the position of the GNSO Council that revisiting the jurisdiction or organization of the ICANN legal entity, as established by the CCWG Accountability Workstream 1, would not likely be supported by this projected budget, and further, that such inquiry would not be undertaken at this should not be undertaken at this time, because the new accountability measures are all premised and dependent on California jurisdiction for their effective operation, and any near-term changes in organizational jurisdiction could be extremely destabilizing for ICANN and its community. There we go. That's it for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bernie. And at this point, I would like to open the floor for any comments or questions in regard to where we're standing with the budget approval. Okay, so I see no questions or hands raised, and this has been a quite substantive update on the budget, and I see that there is a question from Jorge Cancio in the chat. It says that could we have some explanation on the effect of the GNSO opinion for the CCWG? Well, I guess I wouldn't be able to provide such an explanation. I would say that the budget, as I heard from Bernie, has been approved. They do have some comments or some caveats on that approval. But I think that this will be something that would need to be further discussed with the chair of the GNSO and the people in the GNSO. So I guess there is no immediate reply to that question, Jorge, at this point, but we will surely get back to the incumbents so that we can provide a clearer view on which implications that these comments have or how this could impact our work forward. So are there any other questions or comments on the budget? Okay. So seeing none, no more questions or comments, I would like to turn back to my co-chair Matthew for the next agenda item.
Thank you, Leon. So the next agenda item is the issues raised by subgroups. We have one on the list for today, and it's the Ombudsman subgroup. So I will turn to Sébastien for a short introduction of the issue, and then we'll try to provide some guidance for the group. Sébastien, if needed, of course. Sébastien?
Yes, thank you very much, Mathieu. We wanted to be sure within the ICANN Ombuds Office drafting teams that what will be the role of the ombudsman in regarding PTI, as nothing was into the bylaws of PTI. We had discussion with both future staff of PTI, possible staff of PTI, and with legal from ICANN, and we had discussion within our group. But we wanted to be sure that the fact that there is nothing specific into the bylaw of PTI and into for the moment any other documents, we need to work on that, and we came with a possible solution to add that to the website of the ombudsman, to add that to the framework of the ombuds office, what I wanted to be sure as a rapporteur of this group is that there is no need from point of view of the participant of this meeting for anything adding legally in any bylaw, both PTI ones or ICANN ones. And the point of view of staff, both from IANA and from ICANN, is that there is no need for something in the bylaw. Then I wanted just to check with you that it's your understanding also. And now I can't ask that if the CWG agree with that, as it was closed by yesterday, but it was the question was more raised to them than to us, but I'm sure that among you have some people who can answer, or I ought to answer. Thank you. Hope it's clear.
Thank you, Sébastien. So you're looking for confirmation on this role of the ombuds in the PTI disputes. Are there anyone in the room, CWG participants or others, who have a different view? No, and I'm not surprised. I think that's very clear, and you have all the context now set so that it can be integrated into the Ombuds Office role. So I think we can provide this confirmation, and we'll make sure in the notes that this is clearly confirmed for your group to work on. That this scope of the role of the ombuds with the PTI disputes, and that gives, I think, the answer you were looking for. Before turning to the next agenda item, is there any last-minute issue to be raised by any of the subgroups? Sébastien, you're back.
Yes, thank you. Not so much to raise by the subgroup, but just to confirm that we start to work with other subgroup, and we will continue with other. We start with one about transparency, and we will have some work to do also with subgroup on staff accountability. And I want to take this opportunity, if there are any needs from your group to have some exchange with ombuds group, or any exchange between subgroup, it's it's a good time to do it if you have some topics, and that's a point. For example, we have taken on board some issue about the 8032 result, and there are parts who are both for our point of view for staff accountability and our group, and it's what we are doing now. Thank you.
Thank you, Sébastien. Maybe as we are talking about coordination of groups, there was a question during the last plenary about some feedback that was expected from the board about ATRT2 and Ombudsman, and there was a little bit of confusion. So my understanding is that your group, Sébastien, has clarity about the relationship between what you can do and the ATRT2 implementation ongoing. Is that correct, Sébastien? Is that closed?
Yeah, it's now clear, and it was one of the discussions we had yesterday within the subgroup, and we end up with a suggestion. Just to be clear for everybody, the question, sorry, in the ATRT2 and in our group was question around review of the ombudsman functions, and it's why we will come with some requests for budget. I will try to write it down today, and it will be clear for everybody. But yes, it's because it's more clear now what we have to do that we are going ahead, and we'll come back to you as co-chair and on this issue. Thank you.
Okay, so Sébastien, you have an action item to clarify this update on the relationship with the ATRT implementation by email.
Yes.
Excellent. So that we can follow up. The other aspect of this little confusion was, you will remember that our group wrote to the ICANN board about ATRT3 probably a little more than a month ago. If I'm not mistaken, we haven't received a reply yet to that letter, and I think that was something that was mentioned by some in the discussion. So we'll add an action item as well to liaise with the board about and inquiring about the status of this reply, if any, on ATRT3, so that we make sure we close the items we've opened previously. And for clarity, the ATRT3 letter was about the timing of ATRT3, when should it start, and potentially the relationship with our group. Probably what we should do is include into the notes, when we circulate the notes, the link to the previous correspondence on ATRT3 that we sent to the board, so it's clear for everyone. Good. That will be it for the issues raised by subgroups, unless, Sébastien, is that an old hand or a new hand? Old hand. Okay. Excellent. So back to you, Leon, for the next agenda item.
Thank you very much, Mathieu. And our next agenda item is our Hyderabad face-to-face meeting plans. So, you know, we will hold, of course, a face-to-face meeting prior to the beginning of our annual meeting in Hyderabad. And we have a plan for that, of course. And during the morning, we will open with the general administration and usual recommendations for our meeting. And after that, we will begin with the PCST report. And Then we'll have the update from the different subgroups and standard check of scope and deliverables part one, then a coffee break, and then part two of these sanity check and scope of scope and deliverables from the subgroups. It is important to note that we will have the subgroups submit some or indicate which topics they would like to discuss in our face-to-face meeting. This would be in advance, of course, of our face-to-face meeting, so that everyone is aware of which topics will be discussed in this meeting, and everyone is able to prepare well enough for our discussions. So we are establishing a deadline on as of October the 21st, so that all of the subgroups can submit the topics for discussion at our face-to-face meeting. And of course, if we are speedy enough to run the updates and send checks on parts one and two, then we'll be able to jump into the more substantive discussion of the open issues by plenary group. If there are also some items identified during the sanity checks in part one and two, those items or those issues will of course be also discussed in our afternoon session, and of course would be included into that. So after we finish the sanity checks part one and two, we have a lunch break, and then after that we will begin our afternoon session, which would include, as I said, the discussion by the plenary of those issues, of those significant open issues that have been previously identified by the subgroups, or those that have been identified as a consequence or as a result of our morning updates and checks. So that is our plan for our face-to-face meeting in Hyderabad. And if there are any comments or questions on this, we're happy to open the floor for that. So I see Kavus' hand is up. Kavus, please.
Yes, Leon, I think it's very good. We have no problem with that. We would like to request you to ask the subgroups that when reporting, which would be, I believe, short, if there is more information, they put in a written form. But just raise any questions required decision by CCWG, any blocking point or anything that they were not able to resolve themselves, and slowing down their activities, and they need some guidance from the CCWG, that would be a good opportunity. This is one, and not asking for the floor again. The co-chairs need to kindly, carefully make the time management in order that not to run at the short of time at the end of the meeting when there exists some important point. Try to make a control of the time management. This is some little thing that I wanted to bring to the attention of the co-chairs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kavus, for these recommendations. And we have well taken note of them, and we will be taking them into account as we develop our face-to-face meeting in Hyderabad. Thank you very much. Are there any other comments or questions on the plan for our face-to-face meeting? Okay, so having no more questions, I would now turn back to Matthew.
Thank you very much, Ian. You have here on the slide a quick reminder of the travel details to the meeting in Hyderabad. There will be remote participation available, obviously. Even though you may have heard of the difficulties that the meeting teams has been facing with some of the hardware traveling to after that. I think they're doing an amazing job of contingency here, and I'm confident that the meeting will take place in excellent conditions despite these events. Obviously, if you haven't launched your visa application by now, you're late, so I do hope you've all done that. But I think there's not much more here on this agenda item. So moving to the closing of our meeting, it's been a short one. Are there any other business people want to raise? I'm seeing people typing no. So no other business. I think I will close the meeting with a short remark that, of course, we're in the scoping phase of the working groups, and the rapporteurs are doing an outstanding work of trying to get things going. We really need everyone to double down on contributing in these groups so that we make progress before Hyderabad, so that the Hyderabad discussions are, like Kapu said, about removing issues of friction or issues of scoping. I think the fact that we've had very little substantive discussions in this call is a signal that we're still in the launch phase of this group, of the Workstream 2. And I really look forward to stepping up in this so that and we need everyone to contribute in between the calls and maybe focus on a smaller number of groups so that you can have a meaningful contribution here and there. So I think that's a really important aspect as we enter this new phase now of the Workstream 2 that we are going to be asked to report about our progress in Hyderabad, and I think we're close. We're moving forward, but we need to increase the speed a little bit. I see Avery's hand is up. Avery?
Yeah, thank you. Avery speaking, and I apologize for raising my hand after the time for raising hands had ended. You've said a couple times here that we have to double down. Very American expression, by the way. But especially because we're hearing it a lot in the election. But I and that we have to hurry up and that we have to speed up. Now, in coming to the transition, indeed, we had to keep speeding up. We were a year late. And you know, even though many people kept cautioning us that there's details we're not looking into, that we're not giving it enough time, we really had an imperative that we had to get it, you know, a year ago, but we had to get it by now. And I don't want to be the one to say slow down, but I'm believing that we're seeing, part of the reason we're not seeing discussions on the list or here is that people's resources are stretched. They've been stretched for 2.5 years. We need to get this work done. We need to get it done as soon as it is proper, as soon as we can. But I do want to raise a caution against keeping the hurry up and run on this part, because there's no, I know people have sometimes talked about, you know, another phase, but, you know, but obviously there's ongoing forever. But really we want to make sure that we do dot all the I's and cross all the T's this time. We want to make sure that we don't come out of this one and say, oops, we never got to that one, but we really didn't have time. So I just wanted to raise that caution as we go into Hyderabad as we see that we are already starting to have slippage, that people were asked to push for a schedule, and then when they looked at it, realistically, that schedule wasn't meetable. And so I really just want to raise that particular flag of, on this one, let's not run so fast that we have things that are still dangling after we're done. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery, and I fully agree with you. And maybe my expressions were not fully appropriate here. What I meant was that we need to the time we have available would be best used by contributing to the substance of the working group, and I think we all need to have that in mind. Of course, there's no hurry or urgency in this phase, but the longer it can't last forever, basically. And at some point, we might have to say, is this item better addressed within the framework of this CCWG or within another framework, such as the other continuous improvements that exist within ICANN? And we'll have to find the right balance there. But my message really was, let's get to the substance of the subgroups. And even if it means that instead of stretching ourselves across many working groups, we have to focus on one where we can make a meaningful contribution. I hope that clarifies, and I'm sure that's a discussion that we'll keep having across the next meetings, including Hyderabad, because it's an important one to find the right balance. So thank you very much, Avery, for raising your hand, even if it was after the time for raising your hand, but because that was an excellent point that you raised. And with that, I think we have we are ready to close this call. Thank you. Thank you all, and we speak together. We find ourselves in the next plenary in 2 weeks. Bye, everyone.